Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Everything is Spiritual, where I shatter the idiotic illusions and beliefs that some things are more or less spiritual than other things, such as money, etc. Right, and I show you the freedom of understanding that nothing and no one is separate from Source. And nothing that anyone thinks, says, or does actually separates them from Source. And all of the contrast of life, of what we don't like and don't want, are what fuels desire for improvement and are the foundations that are actually building new civilizations and our new civilization. The contrast of life is what fuels evolution and what ensures our immortality and even what ensures our fun, because they give us creators a quest and they give us desires to create and achieve and grow and evolve. And when us creators are creating something new, that is when we are the happiest, because we are fulfilling our purpose as creators of divine reality. We're having fun fulfilling our purpose when we are in the midst of joyful creation. So enjoy my video and podcast. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction, so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you like this video or podcast, please like it. Please comment. Share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come avail yourself to more free, amazing support and guidance that is available to you from me at zakiron.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Everything is spiritual. Bum, 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 bum. There is absolutely no issue, no object, no idea, no action, no thought, etc., that is not quote-unquote spiritual. For most people, there is such a separation in their minds about the physical world and the spiritual world, and especially some things are classified and judged as not being spiritual. But the truth is, nothing in the world of form could exist without existing first spiritually. And since there is nothing separate from spirit, source, God, whatever you want to call it, then everything is spiritual. In the eyes of source, there is no such thing as higher and lower, and there's no such thing as good and bad. There's only being in alignment with source or not. There is only focus upon new or old. There is only focusing upon what you don't want or focusing upon on what you do want. And there is no such thing as bigger or smaller or more or less important. In the eyes of Source, every little thing is important, and you can experience the joy of allowing Source to flow even in the smallest, most insignificant tasks and experiences in your life, or through what we would classify as massively significant and very important. That is why some people can be so happy and fulfilled doing the simplest things, such as gardening or farming or just gazing at the stars or watching the sunset or petting their cat, etc. Any endeavor that you allow Source to flow through you can be extremely fulfilling, and will be extremely fulfilling. It's just absolutely guaranteed. And appreciating the seemingly insignificant, simple things in life can lead through the creation of very significant accomplishments. So, everything is spiritual. And everything in this physical reality is the leading edge of spiritual creation, including things like money and commerce and technology, things that some people have decided are not spiritual, or at least have decided are less spiritual. Wonderful things that can be abused or often demonized, which sabotages people's happiness and prosperity. For instance, you cannot condemn the rich and at the same time achieve any serious degree of financial security. With such a love-hate inner conflict about money, it does not work to want something you have been taught to judge and even hate to become financially free. Money and wealth must become your friend, and wealthy people must be allowed to be, do, and have whatever they want. The only reason anyone dislikes rich people is because they are envious of their riches and they believe there is a limited supply of wealth and the rich are taking too much of the limited wealth pie, or they believe that when you get rich you become corrupt, etc., etc. So, you know, but especially one of the biggest things people suffer from is thinking that there's a limited amount of wealth and a limited amount of resources and prosperity. So they believe that if somebody has a lot, then they're taking away from others. But that is just fantasy. There is no such thing as a limited supply of anything, because this is a universe of well-being and abundance. And the entire universe expands to accommodate your beliefs, or contracts to accommodate your beliefs if you believe that there's a limited supply of something. The other reason people have a love-hate relationship with money is because of the belief they have been taught that you must work hard for your money and sacrifice for your money and do things you don't want to do to earn money. But those are just beliefs based on the lie of unworthiness, that you must prove your worth to the overlord, aka God, to deserve to receive favor financially and otherwise. And you must prove your worth to other people to deserve their favor and not get thrown out of the tribe and get eaten by the saber-toothed tigers. And where the real inner conflict is the fact that we are all creators with the power to create anything we want, including money and even riches, easily, effortlessly, in unlimited amounts. So no one really wants to work hard, and no one wants to do crap that they don't want to do. So instead of getting rid of the idiotic beliefs about money that are imprisoning people in a love-hate inner conflict, they hate money instead, and hate people who have more than them, which is the same thing as killing the messenger when you get bad news. Killing the messenger doesn't get rid of the problem, just as hating money or rich people doesn't get rid of your inner conflict between your desires for money and your judgments about it and your beliefs that there's something wrong with money. But when you stop classifying and judging some things as more or less spiritual than other things, and you see the big picture, that source, God, all that is, all that we are, made everything and is constantly making everything, because life is constantly being created every second of every day, then you will see that everything in the world of form is divine and can be used to bless or to curse. It is always your choice. As a child, I was raised by a father who loved guns and hunting. I chose not to kill creatures with those guns, but I had an absolute ball shooting all the different weapons we had, including my bow and arrow, at inanimate objects such as, you know, little spinny targets and beer cans, with the many rifles and many pistols, even my, and to me, those weapons were just good fun. Yeah, of course, you could go out and kill somebody with them, or you could kill an animal if you like, but for me, they were just good fun. Well, you know, the same goes for money. You can decide that money, like everything, is divine, and you could do amazing things with money. You could amass an insane amount of wealth and do nothing but good things with it. Blessing your life with wonderful things and travel, and you can use it to bless the lives of other people by creating wonderful products that make life easier and more convenient. You could donate millions of dollars to philanthropic causes and charities, or you could be a complete bastard and do nothing but exploit and rape and pillage. It's your choice. It's always your choice. And just because you get rich doesn't mean you're going to instantly become a corrupt asshole. It's always your choice how you're going to perceive anything or anyone, regardless of how it or they appear. You have the choice to see as source sees with non-judgmental, unconditionally loving eyes, or to see as a terrorist sees with completely judgmental, hateful eyes. It's your choice. The key is to understand that everyone just wants to feel better. Everyone just wants to feel good. Even the act of revenge is a desire to feel better than feeling helpless and powerless. So understand that everyone and everything is divine. There is no such thing as an evil person. There are only choices to be in alignment with higher vibrations. To feel good and keep feeling better. Continually raising your vibration by always reaching for better feelings. And choices that pinch yourself off from higher vibrations because they feel bad. And no one ever has lived in this world of form, in this world of contrast, and lived in pure enlightenment, alignment, 24/7. Not even the great masters such as Jesus, a.k.a. Yeshua ben Joseph, or Buddha, etc., lived in pure alignment with source 24/7 every single day of their life, because enlightenment or being in alignment with source and being in alignment with your desires is not a permanent thing, because there will always be contrast. Even if you're completely in tune with the process of creation of desiring improvement, then allowing that desire to come to you without resistance, you will still always encounter new contrast, because this is a universe of well-being and expansion. So no matter how good things get, you will still always desire more improvement and more improvement and more improvement. You will create and attract and manifest that improvement. And then now that you have that improvement, you will see room for even more improvement and ways to make it even better. So the contrast may get a little bit smaller, but there will still always be contrast. You are a creator, and you will always want more and better, because you are a force of evolution. And when you are delighting in your power as a force of evolution, then you will know your immense worth and power. So every desire is a new quest, a new adventure, a new expedition. And masters of creation such as yourself delight in the contrast. They embrace the contrast because the contrast has given rise to a new desire and a new adventure and a new expedition. Yes, into the unknown and the mystery of how that desire will manifest into physical reality. Yay! Another adventure, another quest. And it is perfectly designed that way, because if there was no contrast to show you what you prefer, if there was no such thing as I don't like this and I don't want that, which naturally gives you focus upon what you do like and you do want and what you prefer, there would be no desire and no movement towards that desire, and there would be no growth and no expansion. There would be no evolution and no reason to move forward. There would be no immortality, and life would cease to exist. So every time you encounter contrast and see conditions where there is room for improvement, you naturally, immediately desire that improvement to exist. Your current reality, I put current in quotes, your current reality is lagging behind what is really your real current reality, which is the improvement of that thing or situation. And not having what you want yet causes your desire to make that thing exist into your current reality, which is really going to be your future reality. The contrast of not having what you want causes you to, depending on your choice, or your mastery of focus, to either stay focused upon not having what you want and be unhappy, or to focus on the joy of having what you want, which will make you happy, even though what you want is not yet here. And when you are focused in this positively joyful direction towards your desire, you are expanding naturally and growing, because you must grow into your desires in order for them to manifest. You must become the vibrational equivalent. You must become the kind of person who is, has, or does that thing that you desire. But if you are continuing to bang the drum of not having your desire, then you are not growing and not expanding. You are out of alignment with your source and out of alignment with your own dreams and desires. But even this lack of alignment will eventually cause you for your forward evolution when you have dipped low enough and decide, I've had enough, and finally decide to get off your complaining ass and start taking control of your life by becoming a master of focus and finally focusing upon your own happiness first, rather than looking to conditions to make you happy, and focusing upon and allowing your desires to come to you to enhance the foundation of happiness you have already built. You want the goodies to enhance the happy vibration you've already built. You don't try to get the goodies to be happy. Get happy first. Let the goodies enhance your happiness. So I like the cake analogy that I use often. In my opinion, a really good cake should be good by itself, even before you put the icing on it. So, a good cake is your foundation of joy. And your desires of money and wealth and fun and adventures and relationships and art or creativity and the goodies and the cars and the houses and the clothes and the boats and your success and etc. are the icing on the cake, which enhances your already pre-built foundation of joy and happiness, regardless of if you put that icing on top of that cake or not. So the goodies, you're happy no matter what, and the goodies just enhance that happiness. So, spiritual master of creation in a human body, that's you. You are a spiritual master of creation in a human body. So, spiritual master of creation in a human body, revel in and delight in the contrast of life, for contrast causes the adventure of creation. And expansion. Contrast is the mother of desire, causing you to birth desires and to embark upon the joyful adventure of manifesting those desires into physical reality. Yay! Which ensures your immortality and your spiritual growth. contrast and desire ensures the evolution of this planet and the entire universe of universes. Contrast and desire are the mother and father of the adventurous expedition into the unknown of who and what you truly are, to discover the unlimited vastness and unlimited power and unlimited joy and unlimited love of your spiritual essence. Contrast and desire is the ship that is taking you on your star trek, your creation trek, your earth trek. They are the starship of discovery, the discovery of your immense, priceless awesomeness. As the God, Goddess that you truly are, who has the absolute power to literally create worlds. And it is time now to begin to understand and allow, and at least get a glimpse of how awesome and magnificent you truly are. And your inner guidance system is always guiding you towards that realization, because when you are reveling in your awesome magnificence, you feel great, because that is how Source knows you to be and always sees you as the awesome, magnificent master of creation and abundance that you truly are. But when you are instead wallowing in your beliefs and perceptions that you are somehow limited or unworthy or helpless or powerless, etc., you are far off the mark of how Source, God, Goddess, all that is, knows you to be and always sees you as the awesome being that you are. And that always feels terrible. But no worries. That's just some great contrast. Woohoo! Yay! Now I know where to focus my attention. On my awesome magnificence. Everything is spiritual because everything is spirit, source, God, goddess, all that is. Nothing and no one is in any way ever separate from source. Ever. But everyone has the choice to pinch themselves off from their connection to source by wallowing in the illusions of limitation and unworthiness and powerlessness, or to alternatively, which is a lot more fun, energize and enforce and delight in and edify their delightful, joyful connection to Source, God, all that is, by reveling in their awesome, magnificent power, fun, love, joy, abundance, etc. The choice is yours, young Skywalkers. And the Force is always with you. My name is Zakaira, and I hope you enjoyed this video. Please like it and share it with your friends. Comment. Let me know that you liked it, watched it. Share it with your friends. Bless them with these awesome teachings. Help them understand that everything is spiritual. Help them understand how awesome and magnificent they are. Please check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, coaching, support, videos, etc., etc., and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of divine reality. At my website, zakaira.com, and if you'd like to receive my free book, audio, and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. And if you have a dream, like I do, to travel the world, like I do, and tick off your life list rather than your bucket list, but you don't know where, how to get started, where are you going to find the money, where are you going to find the time? First, just desire it. And I'll help you create it. I'll show you how. I'll show you how to start traveling now for 20% off to even 75% off. And even how to travel for no money out of pocket. And how to make extra money to improve the quality of your life and even achieve financial freedom. Helping other people travel the world, and improve their quality of life. So contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. Let's lock arms together. Let's work together. Let's play together. Let's help you create an absolutely amazing, abundant, joyful, free life. My name is Sakaira, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And again, I always wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And always remember to make life a holiday.